Blog Talk.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing well tonight. That song by Whitney. We didn't know our own strength. Sometimes we feel that we are going to crumble, but God gives us the strength just to get through one more day. And he will, because sometimes we feel that we can't take it anymore. But God, give us the strength and give us one more day. The purpose of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry is a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. And the title of our message tonight is Relax from the Stresses of Life. This is coming from 2 Thessalonians 1st chapter, 7th verse, and it reads, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. If you've ever been under a lot of stress, pressure, and anxiety lately, I think Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians, verse 7, are meant just for you. because you are going to find a real encouragement and instruction today that will help you to find peace in the midst of trouble, of the storm. Just like when a storm begins, the storm will end. It never lasts forever. But sometime when the storm is so, when the thundering and the lightning get started, we just wishing for it to end because it seems like it's never ending, but it will stop. And that's how our trouble will cease. But we must trust in the Lord with all his might. When Paul wrote in the book of 2 Thessalonians, he addressed believers that they had already been under a lot of stress for a long period of time. The result against them had been a stream of unrelenting pounding from which they had no response. Naturally, they were exhausted, extremely tired, worn out, and fatigued. They had been under a stress for a long time since they had put up a long time before they put up their feet for a break. The idea of unwinding and enlightening up almost seems like a fantasy, but everyone needs rest at some point in their life. If you are going through a prolonged period of hardship due to prosecution, your business, your family, your relationship, your finances, your children, or even the loss of your spouse, you must still learn how to rest in the Lord, even in the midst of a difficult situation you are facing. If you don't, the battle will wear you out. Let me repeat that. If you won't, the battle will wear you out. That's why Paul told the Thessalonians, and to you who are in trouble, rest with us. The word trouble tells us the extent of their hardship. Now, this is exactly the word Paul uses when he writes in the Thessalonian believers and say, to those of you who are troubled. The word trouble alerts us to the fact that they were not just mildly suffering, they were horrifyingly suffering. And as noted earlier, this suffering had gone on for a long period of time because Paul had in these steps of adverse circumstances himself on different occasions and had victoriously survived. God was with Paul each step of the way in all of his circumstances. He knew that the Thessalonians to outlast these difficulties. They needed to take a break from the pressure. That is why he told us, rest with us. The word rest comes from the Greek word aneis, which means to let go, to relax, to stop being stressed, or to find relief. One scholar comments that the word aneis was used in the Greek world to devote the release of a bowstring that had been under great pressure. It was also used to mean relaxation from the stress of life and freedom to have a little recreation. By using this word, Paul urges believers in the city of Thessalonica to find relief from the constant stress that they were undergoing as a result of opposition to their faith. Paul exhorts them to let go, shake it off, and learn how to relax, even in the midst of difficult situations. How many of us out there who never find the time to relax like we should? The interpretation of our scripture tonight is to you who are still going through difficult right now, it is time for you to let up, take a breather, and relax. We know what it's like to be under pressure, don't we? But no one can stay under that kind of stress continuously. So join in learning how to loosen up a bit, shake your trouble off, and allow yourself a little relaxation and time for recreation. At this time, why don't you try breathing in and out? Breathing in and out. Sometimes when we're so stressed and going through so many different things, we need to be still and know that God. And just breathe in and out, meditating on God's word and believing that he will get us through this. Just try that, breathing in and out, just relaxing our minds and body. I realize that when you are dealing with problems, a little vacation, have you had a little vacation in the last few months? Maybe it's time to take a vacation. You just want to survive the challenges and make a transition into the next phase of your life and to do it as soon as possible. You may even feel that it is irresponsible for you to put up your feet and relax for a while. I'm sure some of us are guilty of that. But even God rests on the seventh day. Why shouldn't we? Take Paul's counsel to heart and allow yourself a little relaxation and time for recreation. Time away from your problems. When it's time to come back and face these problems again, you'll be more refreshed and recharged with a renewed vision. Just think about that. We all need time for relaxation. Take a time of vacation. Go to the flea market and look at different odd things that people have out there to sell. Go to a yard sale. And some of us like going shopping. So go shopping. Spend some money. It's okay. We must live now and not for tomorrow. And that's the way we need to feel sometimes because we get under so many stress. We need to find ways to get out of these different phases of our life. Get involved with church activities. Go to a senior citizen center. Why not call a friend and say, let's go shopping, or maybe let's go to lunch? That's a way of relaxation. But getting out of the same mode and situation that you're in each and every day. Try something that you always wanted to do. And I'm sure that will relieve your stress and it'll take your mind away from what you're going through. So just try that sometimes. Let's go back to what Paul continued to tell us. Yes, I know it's hard to allow yourself the time to do what I am suggesting. But friends, your survival depends on it. If you don't take a break from that constant stress, it will wear you down until you become the easy prey for the devil. Because when you get weak and tired, you can't think right. And then that's when the devil comes in, and it's easy for him to take over because you're so stressed. You can't think, you can't function. I'm talking about myself tonight as well. I just spoke to a friend tonight about the same situation. Seemed like the time is just is nonstop. There's no time to fill in to do certain things that you want to do. I relax. Seemed like there's one thing after another constantly. But I do take time sometimes. Sometimes I'll just sit and do something that I enjoy doing. Sometimes I'll watch a movie on TV. And you know what's fun? Getting a bowl of butter pecan ice cream and enjoying it while you watch a nice movie. I just relax. Sometimes I do that. By the way, I did that earlier because I felt like I was going, it seemed like everything that I was doing was not enough time to do the most important things I wanted to do in life. So take time and relax. So, because there's so many different things that we can do, and I know all of us are going through different situations, but just like God took time and rested on the seventh day, so should we. We should take that time, take a vacation. I took a few days last month, and I enjoyed myself so much. Because we all need to do that. Yes, we are troubled because of the things of the world is just consuming us, and we have no control over. But we must let go and let God handle it. Put it in His hand. Does anyone out there have anything to say about how we can relax? What are some of the best ways you have discovered that can help you relax and recuperate during a stressful time in your life? Just like I said, sitting down watching a good movie with a bowl of butter pecan ice cream. Boy, do I forget about my problems, because all I'm thinking about is that butter pecan ice cream that I'm enjoying. What are some of the ways that you try to find? Did anyone want to join in and express how and what are ways that you may try, that you have tried when you are stressful? Is anybody out there want to share that with me?
Hi, Mary.
Yes, Sheila.
Yes.
Yes.
I have lots of ways. I like the ice cream idea, though. I prefer ice cream, but I prefer with all the toppings. And making the ice cream is relaxing. Opening the refrigerator door and looking at the size and says, do we want chocolate or strawberries? How much whipped cream can you put on it before you start to feel like you have to repent? But then also, in addition to the ice cream, I enjoy reading to relax. I mean, I like to go out on my deck and sit there and put my feet up and find something to read that's very good. I actually enjoy magazines because they are short. You know, you pick up some good magazines or some devotionals, and that's what I've always used to relax. Every now and then, getting on the phone and talking to somebody can be relaxing as well. But I enjoy reading with a bowl of ice cream or a big, big bag of pistachios.
Oh, that sounds good too to me.
which I just had a little bit of recently. Mm-hmm. So after I ate dinner, I got my big bag of pistachios and sat there and relaxed.
Right. And like I said, we have to find ways because it stressful situation will help it will cause our blood pressure to go up,
Now, I went to the doctor this evening. I had a late appointment, and guess what? Guess what problem I had when I got there? My blood pressure was up. But it also, my doctor asked me different things. He said, what could have caused your blood pressure? Well, I know one thing, when you take sinus medicine, sometimes that elevates. He said, no, looking at those numbers, I don't think so. I was trying to not let him ask me anything else. But he said, did you sleep okay last night? And I really didn't. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't stop thinking about a few things. And then I started reading my Bible and also looking through my message for today. And that's when I went to this passage that talked about, you know, resting in the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do, rest in him, and he will give us comfort. So I did find the comfort that I need last night when I picked up the sword. I always call it the sword because the sword to give us that peace. And when Satan tries to get in there and put certain things in our mind and make it even more stressful, that sword will definitely comfort us and calm us down. So that's what I did last night. I was really, I really was up for about 3 hours. Couldn't go back to sleep. So that's what sort of calmed me down and gave me that peace that I need. Reading the Word, because God wants you to come to Him, and reading His Word is coming to Him, and He finds, and those words will comfort you as you read it. And also, I did try to find a topic for tonight, and when I flipped through the pages, it led me to relax from the stresses of life, and that's what he wants us to do. And I know many of us are dealing with certain situations and finding other things. Not, you know, sometimes reading is not always the solution. It's got minds that are just running. We can't think. So find something else that will relax your mind. And once that relaxes your mind, then go to the Word. Because I know how my mind can race from one thing after another. And I have to find something that gives me that peace that I need. And you know, eventually, that ice cream really does the trick.
Yeah, and something else that
ice cream.
Something else that exercise is good. You know, I go for a walk.
Right. Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
That is great.
Go for a walk.
Yes. That is so true, Sheila. Just get out. If during the daytime, you know, if we're home, in the midst of these feelings that we have, taking a nice walk. Well, not in the midst of the days that we're having now, so hot it is, but when the evening comes, when it's a little cooler, take that walk. And also just talk to God while you're walking. Because normally when I go exercising on the track, I'd be talking to God. I'm just telling him my problems and just talking with him, just praising him. So that relaxes. That is relaxation too, Sheila, just like you said.
And it takes all my energy when I'm exercising in the house on the treadmill, so I forget about my problems when I'm trying to count my setups.
Yes, that's one way. And also your hobbies that you enjoy. Go and work on your flowers. You like to sow?
I planted some tomatoes. It's my first garden project ever. I planted some tomatoes.
And how was it?
Well, other than the fact that I don't like playing in the dirt, I still do enjoy it. And especially the part where you have to move it from a smaller part to a bigger part, and then you get dirt all over you under your fingernails.
Yes, I am sure that we all have different things that we can find to relax us. But even when we have done that, we have to, whatever we have there, try our best to let go and let God. And it's not easy. It's difficult. But just like Sheila, sometimes you call me and sometimes I call you when we want to talk. Find you a prayer partner. That talking to someone that has that faith in God and that will encourage you and get you where you need to be. And that's another good thing to do, too, when you're going through. Because sometimes you have to get to that point of relaxing. And sometimes you can't get there as quick as you want you to. So call that friend, that prayer partner, that sister, that brother, that friend, that neighbor, and talk to that person. And as you talk, sure, you will calm down. But you'll always make sure that you focus on God. Pray and ask Him for that comfort that you need and Him to get through whatever you're going through. We must be very prayerful because the enemy is so busy. We must keep God in our life in every way. I talk to Him all day long about different things because I deal with some crazy stuff during the day. And I have to constantly pray. I have a little small Bible in my desk, and I pick it up sometimes and read some verses from Psalms. Psalms has lots of wonderful verses in it that will give you that peace and comfort that you need. And it will get you to that point of feeling restful and do some of the things that you want to do. And I know that it's easy said than done because I know some of us are going through some things that we just can't shake it off. I'll just let it go immediately. But you know one thing? Open up your minds for God to give you that sign, give you that insight. It's time to let go. But I can't do it anything. I can't do nothing with it. I can't do it by myself. I can't make a change. And when you get to that point where you know you can't do nothing, then that's when you need to sit still and rest. And let God come in. Let Him handle your situation. It is hard. And we can do it. But relax. Let me see if there's anything else from my message that I wanted to point out too. Okay, let me see here. It says, and it also says, say goodbye to your problems today. Take a break and allow yourself a little time of rest. Relax. And to be your body to rejuvenate from whatever you're going through. And how many more minutes we have? We have about, oh boy, the time is going by tonight. I would like to also make an announcement before the show ends. We will be having our 7th anniversary this in September, September 18th, from 9 to 12 noon. At the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And we hope that each of you will be able to be in attendance. We're going to have a great celebration, and we're going to have lots of resources for each one of you to receive, things that you may, things that you will need throughout the time, that first 3 years, going through your losses. So we hope that you will be a part of us on that day to celebrate our 7th anniversary. I can't even believe that it's been so long, but, you know, we got to give the glory to God that He's going to continue to be with us and help each other to support us and get us through this time that we're going through. We all need each other. We cannot do it alone. But let me pray real quickly. Oh, Lord, please admit that I have been carrying the worries, the stress, and the pressure of life for so long. Before I do anything else, I want to cast out these burdens unto you today. I am tempted to worry that the problems I am facing won't work out, but taking them into my own hands and worrying about them isn't going to make the decision any better. So I repent and letting myself become consumed with worries about things I cannot change, and I turn them all over to you today, God. Please help us to stay free of anxiety as we learn to relax and enjoy life a little more than we have been, because we don't want to be consumed and be swept away, because our body will be torn down. We can also have different strokes and different things to happen to our body. We just ask you, Lord, to take these things away from us. Keep us, teach us how to relax in your word and to find peace in things that we enjoy doing in life too. We just thank you, Lord, for today, and we just ask you to be with us in every way. In Jesus' name, have a great week, and pray for each other. We don't have to have each other's name. Just pray for all the widows that are going through different things. Be prayerful for, not just for yourself, but for others. We love you, and God loves you, and so do we. Good night, and have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
You
are.
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory.
When I think about my story,
oh yeah, y'all,
I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny.
Because of favor.